Hello?
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. And your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Okay, just for qualification purposes, do you think? Excuse me?
Opinions for what?
Well, it's a survey, ma'am. This is a survey specifically for women.
Okay.
Okay, and do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, then, just for qualification purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1990,
okay. Okay, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I am registered, but I don't really know enough about anything right now to vote necessarily. But I am registered. So.
Well, this okay. Okay, ma'am, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay, so not Hispanic, right? Okay, and just for what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, just in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, would you say positive or negative?
Oof, that's so hit and miss. Kind of in between. Could go either way.
Okay, because I only have positive and negative. I don't have nothing else besides that.
So for the planet?
Yes, future of the planet.
Oh, negative. We'll say negative.
Okay, what about your own future?
Positive.
Okay, and the future of the country?
It depends on who gets back and depends on who becomes president, kind of.
Okay, but right now, how do you feel? Do you feel positive or negative?
Right now, with Joe Biden, and
yes.
I feel very negative.
Well,
negative.
Just,
sure.
Okay, so negative, right? Okay.
Yeah. Negative right now,
well,
but it has
you know, how
to get better.
Okay. How much power do you feel, young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Can you please rate me that amount of power that you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, and where 0 means, the young women have no power at all, and 10 means that the young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community?
8.
All right, ma'am, and of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Would that be racism and discrimination, student loans, education, mental health, national security, immigration, gun violence, economy and the cost of living, abortion access, crime, health care, and climate change? You can pick 3 to be the most important to you.
Okay, I'm sorry. So 3 things that are most important to women?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mental
health was one of them, but what else was?
Mental health, education, student loans, racism and discrimination, national security, immigration, gun violence, the economy and cost of living, abortion access, crime, healthcare, and climate change.
The economy, for sure.
Economy and the cost of living.
Yeah.
And climate change. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am.
Go blow dry.
It's going to
be completely different. Go blow dry. Okay. Go blow dry. I want to see it.
Thinking about which one?
Sorry. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Okay,
thinking about my daughter.
About this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Relationships like romantic,
do I currently what the most? Wait, do I currently what the most?
Prioritize the most.
Prioritize. Okay. What do I prioritize the most? What are they?
Well, would that be, the first one be relationships, like romantic partnerships or friendships. Second one, improving and maintaining mental health. The third, improving and maintaining physical health. Advancing in your career. Caring for senior family members. Your education. Contributing to positive change in your community. Economic security and financial independence. Having or, you know, caring for children. Work-life balance and hobbies and free time activities.
Caring for my children, work-life balance,
okay.
And my community.
Okay, you said. Okay, you said having caring for your children, right?
Yep.
Contributing to a positive change in your community. You said it was the second one.
Yep.
Okay, what else? The last one.
Work-life balance.
Okay, work-life balance. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I guess I could say, because obviously mental health and physical health is great, too. We'll just
okay, and which of the following traits are most important to you, you know, to your identity? You can choose up to three, the same, okay? Your sexual orientation, being an American, being a woman, your personality, your hobbies and interests, your role, you know, in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, and friend, your profession, your spiritual religious beliefs, being young, or being a member of your, your racial ethnic group.
Shit, I just forgot what they were. So being a mother, my
okay,
spirituality.
Okay. Your spiritual religious beliefs, right? And what else?
Yeah. I forgot what the other ones were.
Your sexual orientation, being American, being woman, your personality, your hobbies or, you know, interests, or being young, your profession, or being a member of, you know, of your racial ethnic group.
I don't know. Personality, being a mother, and...
So your personality, right?
Yeah,
okay, being a mother, and your spiritual
and
religion. Okay, so
you
want to change
American.
One of those? Okay, being American. Okay, being American, so not your spiritual religious beliefs, right?
Spiritual, I thought I had three. Spiritual, being a mother.
Uh-huh.
And
being
American, right?
Yes, and you just say your personality. I guess you don't want that one, right? Your personality?
Yeah, personality, being a mother, and being an American. Let's do those.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. All right, ma'am, and when you think about, you know, the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Would you say exhaustion, disappointments and sadness, hope, happiness, anger, frustration? Pride or, you know, dread?
Probably frustration right now.
Dread.
Okay.
Dread, yeah.
anger and frustration, right? That one?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? But you can pick two of those. Dread, pride, happiness, hope, disappointments, and sadness?
Dread and anger.
Exhaustion.
Dread and anger. Dread and anger and frustration.
Okay, so be pride too, right?
No. Right now, absolutely not.
Okay, because anger and frustration is just one, okay? So what else are you going to
And then
exhaustion?
You said dread, right?
Dread, uh-huh, okay, that one, all right. I remember which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, okay? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively, you know, now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one do you agree with more, A, B, or C? B.
B, they are not right now, but it could in the future.
In the future, okay. Okay, and what factors are most, you know, to blame for U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Would you say not enough people getting involved to make our, you know, voices heard? Corporate money has too much influence, too many old white men in power. Politicians are out of reach with, you know, the daily life of most people. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, or the system, systemic racism, or none of the above.
The power-hungry people.
Power-hungry people. Okay, you can pick. You can pick three. Okay, to be the most to you, most to blame.
Okay. Sorry. What were they again?
Okay, systemic racism, the two-party system, division and gridlock between, you know, political parties, politicians are out of reach, you know, out of touch with daily life of most people, too many old white men in power, corporate money has too much influence, and the last one is not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Maybe not enough people, the power-hungry people, and I think you said something about greed in there, too.
Well, there's division and gridlock between political parties.
Yeah, sure, do that.
That one, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Is it a lot longer of a survey, or is it almost over?
Yeah, we're going pretty fast, so... and how much do you trust the following to make, you know, change on issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Okay, the Supreme Court.
Honestly, not very much right now.
Thank you. So be a little or not at all, or somewhat.
You know, I really just don't know enough about politics to answer all these questions.
Oh, well, ma'am, your best guess will be fine, okay? Your best guess.
We'll say a little.
A little, okay? What about Congress?
We'll say a little. We'll just say a little bit for all of them.
Okay. What about your city government?
We'll say a little.
Okay, President Biden?
Not at all. Absolutely zero.
I knew you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions.
A little.
A little? Okay. Your state government.
A little.
And ballot initiatives, proposed laws that, you know, the public votes on directly.
A little.
A little. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation, you know, to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay, the first one says, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Would you say that's very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not motivating. I don't believe in abortion.
So that's not at all motivating?
Okay, so what was your question here? What was your question?
Okay, this was in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Would you say that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating?
That is motivating. That is motivating.
So
yes,
very,
motivating.
Or just somewhat. Okay. Okay, the other one says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would you say it's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Listen, how much longer is this? Because it's already been a 15-minute survey, and it's extreme. So how much longer is the survey?
Well, probably another 5 to 10 minutes, ma'am, the most.
Okay, that's wild. I am sorry. I did as much of it as possible, but I have a lot of kids to get back to, so I don't have another 10 minutes. I do apologize.
Okay, no problem, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye. A fucking 25-minute survey? Like, why?
Okay. Largo.